Hey there, before we get started this week, let me remind you to visit the NPR shop, featuring an array of gifts for the public radio moms, dads, teens, and tots on your list. The holidays get really nerdy at shop.npr.org. And now let's get started. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. It's time to look back at 2016. This year was marked by loss, unthinkable loss. We lost Prince, David Bowie, Juan Gabriel, so many others. And at the end of a year that has left many people shaken, upset, or even devastated by events in this country and around the world, let's take some time and reflect on the positive, great music from creative, brave musicians in the various genres that we call Latin music. Now, of course, I got to remind you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to do some of my favorites this week. Next week, we're going to call out and do some listener picks. But for now, these are some of the things that I thought really stood out this year. And we're starting with this track from a band called Sao Paulo Underground. It's called Of Golden Summer. It was released in late October. A trio of very adventurous Brazilian musicians challenging the conventions of tradition with respect and reverence. Again, this track is called Of Golden Summer from the Sao Paulo Underground. That was the Sao Paulo Underground with their track Of Golden Summer from their album Inci Vice. Some of that album is what some of us would call outside, okay, a little avant-garde, maybe challenging or different, or sometimes some would even say just a little weird. But that's what happens when nuanced and subtle changes happen in music. And you know, it's not always understood or appreciated. And speaking of challenging conventions and culture, one of my favorite releases this year was from the band called Illa Bamba. and the album was called Ojos del Sol, and it features the vocalist Luz Elena Mendoza. Now, they're right now based in Portland, Oregon, and Luz Elena is from Mexico. And what she's done is that while she's living in Portland, you know, she sort of moved away from the Mexican culture and really dove into acoustic folk music with a talented group of musicians in Portland. And now she's kind of coming back toward her culture. And this album, I think, is the high water mark on her reexamining her culture, but also sort of redefining it in a very artistic and unique way with her one-of-a-kind voice and this great group of musicians. We're going to play the title track, Ojos del Sol, and it's one of the things that I thought really redefined and reimagined this whole thing that we call Latin music. Again, Y La Bamba with Ojos del Sol.
Culpable por dándome tentación, en tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad como oraciones en la noche. Le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad. Culpable por dándome tentación, en tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad y como oraciones de la noche le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad, mucha paz para mi madre y mi padre, hermanos yo. Si he estado muy bien y mal, ten piedad, ten piedad, ten piedad, ten piedad, de hecho somos de la misma sangre.
Y see what I mean with that one-of-a-kind voice, and the whole album is built around her voice, and at some points, they include this like whole choir of her multi-tracked. Just a fabulous record. We have to thank our friend Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, who turned us on to Luz Helena and Y La Bamba years ago, and we've been following their career, and he had a hand in producing this album. So thank you again to Steve Berlin, and of course to the band Y La Bamba, because we're looking forward to hearing more from you guys. Okay, next up on this Alt Latino look back at 2016, this is a track from a singer who sort of went under the radar. She put out an EP and didn't get a lot of notice or attention or play, but I think she's a fascinating musician. Her name is Dom La Nena. She's originally from Brazil. She studied cello, even went to Paris to study cello. She crosses this line between classical and folk and her own unique style of singing with this very, very soft voice. She did a great cover of Violeta Parra's Gracias a la Vida on this EP, and that's what we're going to hear. Again, Dom de la Nena from the album Cantando.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distinguo lo negro del blanco, y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado, y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y día, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando veo el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes, que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos, que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida. gracias a la vida.
The vocalist Dom La Nena with a cover of Violeta Parra's Gracias a la Vida. And it takes a lot of guts to take on an iconic song by an iconic singer, and I think that she pulled it off. Continuing with more music from 2016, you know, this next track is one of those instances where current events sort of intersected with music and musicians and culture. There was a statement made during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign about immigrants and taco trucks on every corner. I don't know if you remember that little bit of pendejada. And one of the things that came out of it was a group from the Bay Area called Carne Cruda. They did a cumbia, and how could you not love this title? It's called I Love You More Than Tacos.
Condo. I can't express it in an artisan sausage grill. I can't convey it over vintage shade-grown coffee, prepared by baristas trained with special skill. But if you meet me at the taco stand después del cumbiazo, yo sí te lo puedo explicar. Yes, to properly articulate my love for you. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than quesadillas, burritos y nachos. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than tacos. Este amor profundo sí es de super burrito que llevaba aguacate y crema too. Y tú me decías que tenías hambre. I would give that super burrito to you. Yeah, because my love for you is deeper than an ocean. Un mar de agua fresca de melón. Y si declaro que te adoro más que tacos, si te quiero. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than quesadillas, burritos y nachos. I love you more than tacos. I love you more than tacos.
A deep love if you love someone more than tacos. I'm just saying. Continuing on our look back at 2016, you know, one of the joys of doing this show for the last 6.5 years is being able to follow the musical development of younger musicians as they grow as musicians and songwriters and even as people. Now, the San Antonio punk band Girl in a Coma is one of those bands. The band is taking a break, more or less, to express themselves in different ways. Jen Alba and Fanny Diaz formed another punk band called Fea, and we featured one of their singles on the NPR 100 Top Tracks of the Year. The lead singer and little sister Nina Diaz has released her own stunning solo album. It's an intensely personal reflection on getting older and dealing with things like maturity and also overcoming addictions and then eventually recovery. I heard her band at South by Southwest while she was working on the album, and in my reaction back then, and I feel the same way now, Nina Diaz has found a new way to be fierce. It's a great album. Every track is strong. The album's called The Beat Is Dead. This track is called Screaming Without a Sound.
I see you breathing now. Take another breath and let it out. Take six steps back again. Feel 6 feet buried underground. You will be found screaming without a sound. Oh, oh, oh. Leave it to the loner to be crawling in the streets. You'll make us proud.
Nina Diaz from the album The Beat Is Dead. As we look back on 2016 here on Alt Latino, we want to remind you that you can hear other tracks and other songs and other albums on the NPR 50. That's NPR's 50 Best Albums of the Year. And also the NPR 100, which is a selection of 100 tracks from NPR editors and writers and producers that we selected. And there's quite a bit of Latin music in that as well. So dive in, have fun. There's a lot of great music made last year. including this next track. This is from an album called Vamos a Guarachar. And how could you not like that? We're going to get down is the best way to describe that. The group is called Orquesta Mendoza, and it's a band led by Sergio Mendoza out of Tucson, Arizona. He has a vision, and he told me this in an interview that I talked to him in Austin a few years ago, about having a band that combines 50s style mambo, all the horns and percussion, along with rock and roll. And he pulled it off. This is their second album, and this is a track called Mambo a la Rosano. Quick break to remind you that as you look back on the past year, you can also listen back to new NPR podcasts and old favorites are waiting for you on the NPR One app and at npr.org/podcasts. You can check out our friends at Latino USA or our new friends at Radio Ambulante. They're all ready to make your holiday escape better. You can listen anytime again at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app. Now let's get back to this great music. Sergio Mendoza and Orquesta Mendoza, Vamos a Guarachar was the name of the album. On our look back at 2016 here on Alt Latino, okay, next up was a band that reunited, okay? The band is called Sidestepper, and they were a really big deal in Colombia in the mid-90s because what they did was they sort of electrified cumbia and they dove into Afro-Colombian music and they mixed it with funk and other world music genres and styles. They made a big splash, and the wave sort of spread out and even influenced bands like Bomba Estéreo, who I'm a big fan of, right? So they disbanded and then reunited this past year and made a really fantastic record. And I think I saw an email saying that they're coming to the United States to do a limited amount of touring. If they come anywhere near you, you should check them out. The band is led by a British producer who moved to Colombia and fell in love with Colombian music and Colombian musicians, Richard Blair, and he put together this project, this reunited sidestepper. The album's called Supernatural Love. I'm going to play a track called La Flor y la Voz Part 1, and it gives you an idea of what the whole album sounds like. You should look for Part 2 and the rest of the record. Again, Sidestepper. Sidestepper on our look back at 2016. Next up is a favorite of Alt Latino. We've played Gabby Moreno's music on the show quite a bit in the past, and she even performed our really fabulous Christmas show last year. She put out a new album this year called Ilusion. It's another chapter in her career of great writing and her way cool bluesy voice. And get this, 2 weeks ago she was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Latin Pop Album category, which is a standout achievement because, you know, her dedication to her stripped-down, earthy, honest production style and vision is in stark contrast to the really polished pop machine that is Spanish-language pop. So we really want to give congratulations to her and her band for the nomination. This is a track from the album Ilusión. It's called Hermana Rosetta.
Cosas extrañas pasan hoy, voy con la música sonando en mi piel. Y aunque mi corazón me ha dejado otra vez, con la música yo voy. Secretos sueltos en el aire, al parecer se fue el amor que no encontré. Y aunque la voz de mi fe me ha dejado otra vez con la música. Yo voy, roto está mi corazón y mi alma en dos. La noche me acogió cuando el amor murió, buscando al león que está escondido en la cruz. Perdida estoy. Yo sé que tanto te amé, ahora mi rumbo seguiré.
Track from Gaby Moreno from her album Ilusión. As we look back on 2016 here on Alt Latino, I've saved my absolute favorite for the end of the show. The album is Lola by Kerry Rodriguez. It came out in February, and I waited all year for something to knock it off the pedestal I put it on as best album of the year, and there was a lot of great music, but it never moved from that spot, mainly because it spoke to me in such a profoundly personal way that was really hard to hear anything else that I connected to as strongly as this. And if you listen to the album from beginning to end, you'll understand why. It's a great reimagining of culture and cultural identity. And this track we're going to play is called The West Side, and it's an autobiographical song, and it explores the themes of difference and being different and how you overcome that. But, you know, I think it also applies to life, about how to handle the differences among us so we all get along. Again, the song is called The West Side. This is Kerry Rodriguez from the album Lola.
Wouldn't you like to grow up? Here we got big old houses coming out our ears. Lawns are green and the weeds just disappear. Over here. Wouldn't you like to go to our school where the moms are pretty, dads are cool, and their fancy SUVs line up at carpool at our school? You are welcome here, but remember, dear, that you are different in every way. Take a bus, join the rest of us, but don't be tempted to stay. You're sitting alone in our big schoolyard, first grade politics are hard, but you can't play with us cause you got a lunch car in our yard. Our mamas say that life ain't fair. We were born over here and you over there. We can help you out, but you ain't our cross to bear. Not that we don't care. You're welcome. here. But remember, dear, that you are different in every way. You may take a bus, join the rest of us, but don't be tempted to stay.
Very profound lyrics from Kerry Rodriguez from the album Lola, my favorite album of the year in 2016, as we wrap up this look back on the year that was in music. And if there was one theme that stood out to me, it was mainly about reinterpreting culture and then redefining the way that we think about music and how we react about music. And what we're listening to underneath right now is a great jazz album from Cuban pianist Omar Sosa and Italian trumpeter Paolo Fresso. I'm a big fan of anything that Omar Sosa releases. He's a captivating musician, and this album is no different. I want to remind you before we close this out that you can hear all the songs that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We're always happy to have you. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And we also want to welcome the newest member of our production team, Jessica Diaz-Hurtado. Welcome to the team. And we also want to reach out and say hello to Jasmine Garst, who moved on to other things but will still be joining us on the show now and then. But she was a big part of this year, and we want to say hi to her and let her know that we still think about her and we love her very much. You know, I chose this track to end the show for a reason. It's called What Lies Ahead, and it seemed appropriate to remind us to not look back, but look forward. There are many uncertainties around the world, lots of apprehension and even anger at changes and potential results of the change. And this track, I think, helps remind me, and hopefully will remind you, to approach this coming year with positive energy and spirit and help us face the challenges head on, looking for faith and support in each other, and remembering that by believing in yourself, you can help change things in your world and for those around you. Thank you for listening. This has been Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you.